Lucky. Detroit, 1973. "Lock your doors, kids," my father said as we crossed into Detroit on Jefferson Avenue, leaving behind the wide green lawns and lakefront mansions of Grosse Pointe. Dropping their Mad magazines on the back seat, Bobby and Charlie sat up at attention. I hugged my Barbie to my chest. We had entered the fear zone. Miles and miles of derelict buildings stretched before us, four-story pre-war brick buildings with boarded-up windows, peeling advertisements, and torn awnings. Many of the structures looked as if they once had been rather grand houses or apartment buildings, their graceful stone steps rising up to paneled, arched wooden doors. I imagined women in wide feathered hats coming out of those doors, their uniformed drivers waiting outside in horse-drawn carriages. Now the building's brick walls were collapsing. We pushed down the plastic knobs at the tops of our doors, listening for that reassuring click of safety, and sat silently for the remainder of the drive to the brewery, as if being quiet might attract less attention to our father's silver Chrysler. "We're only as safe as the locks on our doors," my father always said. We knew why. Because all the people on the street were black. Men and women walked into liquor stores that had the word Lotto spray-painted on their awnings, cradling brown paper bags when they came out. Cadillacs crawled along side streets where the houses had been burned in the riots and left to disintegrate. Women wore short skirts in November, their legs muscular and lean above high heels. Men circled in the middle of the road, back and forth, angry, wild-eyed, shouting at each other. I wasn't as afraid as my father. Sometimes, when my parents traveled with their friends to Bermuda or the Bahamas, I stayed in a black neighborhood in Detroit with our housekeeper, Ollie. I climbed trees with Tony and Dana, Ollie's grandchildren, and sang gospel at her church. I ate Ollie's southern cooking and watched her husband, Raymond, blow cigarette smoke out of his tracheotomy hole. Raymond was dying of lung cancer. I could hear Ollie crying at night through the paper-thin wall.